Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Spencer German, the Germanator, back on Afternoon Drive. All right. So there was a lot. That was actually a great answer by Stephen Vogt about kind of giving players their own ability. We don't tell them how to approach at bats, which, by the way, I do think is smart. I think Tito and, you know, the previous regime, when I say his coaching staff, even though Vlake is still here, I do think sometimes they kept trying to force everybody into, like, hey, this is how we do it. And
this is Guardians baseball.
Yeah.
Right?
And listen, when it worked, I think you saw that in 2022. I think you kind of saw the opposite last year, where I think that nickel and dime approach, because you had so many things go wrong, the pitching staff getting hurt, the bullpen getting blown out, there were so many things, the just absolute stagnant bottom of the lineup, that I think you saw the hitters really start to lose that focus and that approach. I kind of think the reverse is happening, that, all right, the theory is we want to go up there and it's okay if we search for home runs. Well, if all of a sudden you're starting to feel the pressure to produce, which is what I think happened in July and then peaked in August, you're going to get out of the right rhythm of chasing pitches to hit home runs and just taking what the pitcher's giving you. And I think it's too one-sided right now. And so, you know, like yesterday, I think because of the clear thing that AJ Hinch just got you. I don't buy Stephen Vogt was like, we knew they were going to do that. So that's what, no, I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah.
Cause I think you would have built the lineup just a little bit different. I think maybe that's a little bit of Stephen's, I don't want to say ego talking, but not wanting to admit you got, but to me, this is about the players. This is about Hosey. This is about Naylor. This is about even Lane Thomas a little bit. It's certainly about David Fry. This is a game where if you go out there trying to win the game in a gigantic ballpark all by yourself, you're just going to rinse and repeat and you're going to be going home. And then the season's over.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with you that it is more about the players in that regard, because
did you flip-flop?
No, because that wasn't the question you asked at the beginning. The question you asked at the beginning was, are they beating themselves or is it about the Tigers? I said, I think it's more about the Tigers. Now you're asking me, is it about the players or Stephen Vogt? I think it's more about the players performing.
Okay. Thank you for the
clarity.
Those
are two very different questions.
Continue on there.
Just making sure. We're all on the same page here. At the end of the day, like if you don't score runs, like you're going to lose like that. And I think to your point, Nick, on when things were teetering during the summer months and they were in the slump that they were in, the difference is like in 162 game season, that stuff's going to happen and you have time to work it out. But like in the playoffs, you're talking about like, depending on how long you last, if you get to the World Series, you're talking about maybe like 30 to 35 at bats, right? Like throughout the entirety of the postseason. That's not a large, like, you can take any chunk of 35 at-bats from somebody's career at any point during the season, and it might be like, hey, they were hot for 10 games, and then for 20 games, they were miserable, and then for five, they got hot. Like, that's the crazy part about all this is, like, we put so much pressure on guys performing this time of year, and they know they have to perform. A guy like Jose knows that he is the heart and soul of that lineup, has to come up to the plate and try to drive in runs. And so you start thinking about like, well, I don't have a lot of time to get this right, so I just got to try to hit one out and make a big play for my team. You can't think that way. You just have to go back to the basics, and you just have to go back to being able to function the way that we've seen this team function before when it comes to scoring runs, which is you got to sometimes just manufacture them. You can't swing for the fences because they don't have largely those power bats outside of Jose and Josh Naylor. And when they're not hitting, we know this team's going to have some troubles.
216-474-0092. I also put up a Twitter poll, at Nick Wilson Says, which you guys can go ahead and vote here. The Guardians trailing 2-1 in this Tiger series is more on the players or Stephen Vogt. 86% of voters right now saying it's on the players. And listen, it seems, if you just think it's about approach, it is a gross oversimplification. Because Guardians hitters are also dealing with two other factors that I think are kind of inflaming the fact that it does feel like we're swinging out of our shoes a little much. One, the strike zone inaccuracy. Now, that shouldn't swing a series. It just shouldn't. Even in a small sample size, even in a five-game series as opposed to a seven, like both teams, I think, are equally getting gypped here. But if you're already struggling with your approach, and now you have an umpire that is not consistently calling a game or umpires not, all of a sudden that's going to throw you more out of whack. And here's the third thing.
But hard that hit also happens. Like that's so frequent, though, in baseball. So, but like you get bad umpires on any given night during the season.
Well, yes, but when it happens, it matters. Like, because I think
that is true.
Because I think,
and especially
the third part,
small sample size in the playoffs, yeah, that's fair.
Because I think the third part of this is hard hit balls. The Guardians actually have considerably more hard hit balls than the Tigers do. So it really is trying to run a wheel that all three spokes are busted on. It is your approach is a little cattywampus. It is the strike zone is not consistent enough, and everybody agrees on that. Even Tigers fans agree, because again, they're kind of equally getting gypped here. And then you're just not having good luck when it comes to hard hit balls. Those three things, that's what makes it so impossible to get everything to line up perfectly. If one of those things falls by the wayside, all of a sudden you might get a little bit more leeway offensively.
Can I ask you this? So
you may.
Given how this series has gone, and given like yesterday, it was a lot. The poll you said 86% of the people are saying it's mostly the players more so than the manager. And I think that's probably fair. But we all consensusly agree that yesterday, Vogt got outmanaged. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. If he has another game today where he maybe pulls the plug on somebody too soon. And I mean, and if we can even take this back to game two, honestly, because there was people sort of criticizing Vogt. I didn't blame him for this, because if you're going to go down, you're going to go down swinging with your best player. I thought it was fine that he tried to get a four-out save with Emmanuel Clase, and he trusted him through that ninth inning, even though it didn't work out. But there were people who were saying, like, well, maybe he should have left Gaddison a little bit longer and then gone to Clase in the ninth. Or saying, once Clase got a couple guys on, he should have pulled him and gone to somebody else. Like, so you can even take it back to that game. But game two, how it ended last night with his errors that were sort of saying, and if we get a third game today where he makes one bad decision, and in the playoffs, we look at these things in a microscope. We love to, like, overanalyze. We do that during the regular season, too, but especially this time of year. Will you feel differently at all about Stephen Vogt, like his first year as manager or like him as a manager for this franchise, if they lose this series today, given that they went in as the favorite, you felt really good about it, Vogt was this mastermind guy, and it just didn't work out this time of year, or will it not really taint much of his sort of first year legacy for you?
No, it won't. He still had a really good season, and in the end, I think really great managers and really aggressive.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Managers can kind of slim your margin a little bit,
yeah,
and help you on the margins. But at the end, it's players. It's Jose. It's Tanner Bibee. It's Emmanuel Clase. It's, you know, and in a way, like, listen, if you lost game two because Emmanuel Clase, and let's say conservatively a fair amount of yesterday falls on Jose Ramirez, and let's say today is about either Jose, Clase, Bibee, Kwan, Naylor, well, those are the horses that got you here. So if those are going to be the reasons you lose, them not showing up, how can you put that on the manager, right? Yeah. Even if the manager, again, even if there are things we can point to and go that, but no, I mean, it will dim some people's estimation of Stephen Vogt. It will not dim mine.
So I actually think the easier thing, I honestly think people would bypass Vogt criticizing him. And to even take it a step further, like, I think number one, when you're assessing blame, if they lose today, even if they lose in game five, I think this could happen. But if, you know, they lose this series, whatever, I think, like, the first place people will look is the players, like we are sort of alluding to. I actually think people would even bypass vote and go to the blanket thing that they always do, which is I blame ownership, management, whatever, for either A, not doing more during the season to bolster this lineup, or B, just not spending enough money to make the roster better around guys like Jose Ramirez. Because when Jose had his best postseason, it was 2016. It was when he had the protection of guys like Lindor that were, and then the year after that, Edwin Encarnacion, who were able to kind of help him, you know, see worse pitches because they knew they couldn't pitch around him, and then he was able to take advantage of that. So I actually think, like, Vogt is probably pretty low on the list. And I think, and maybe some of that is it's his first year, and generally people were happy with the way he did. So he gets a little bit of a pass there, even if the playoffs don't go well. But yeah, like I think he's pretty low on the list in terms of where how people will view this team in the season if they lose and he's maybe part of the equation.
I think it'll be wildly disingenuous if you go to the Dolans is cheap, or if you go to Chernetti aren't good at their jobs. Honestly, even if you go to screw Steven Vogt. This season has been an incredible season. People lose in the playoffs. I just think that I think there is a disease that we that has infected Guardians discourse. That is that I don't think we do. I mean, I like to the level of success they've had. I know we do this with the Browns. While the Browns haven't had a lot of success, even in the last 4 years, it's been 50-50 whether they make the playoffs and have a chance to win a playoff game or not. But specific to the Guardians, they are, since 2016, they're one of the four winningest teams in baseball. And I know they have not won the World Series yet. And it feels like this year is the year where if you can get past the Tigers, and I know the Yankees are ahead of you, but the Mets, Padres, beatable. The Yankees, as you're seeing in this Royals Series, they are beatable. Like, there is no Leviathan here. So that adds pressure to it. And big picture, we probably should look at this and go, man, I wish baseball could fix the economic situation, or I wish you had an owner willing to invest more here. Those are fair things to say. But if that's your reaction to if the Guardians lose this series, well, you're just a bitter fan just saying things. I just don't think that has any discourse, because you're completely discrediting the players and the manager and the front office. I don't think look around baseball. I know the Royals, this is a winning season for the first time since I think they won the World Series, like a good season. Like, there are so many different, the Padres. Well, the Padres don't have anybody to contend with. So, like, this Guardians team, this organization, this is working. Yep, you need one more hitter. Congrats, you just described half of baseball. You need one more starting pitcher. You just described half of baseball.
My only problem is, and I agree with you that I hate going to like the low-hanging fruit thing of like, well, they just don't spend enough. And we know it's never going to happen in this market, so we just kind of have to live with it anyway. But the one thing I'll say is like, I can understand where fans would be frustrated and take it to that level because of the fact that like, yes, you're right. The Guardians have exceeded, or basically they are the gold standard for what it looks like to be a small market team and still be competitive and never really be out of the mix when it comes to like winning the division, competing for the playoffs, all those things. But what have they not done? They have not finished that ultimate goal of winning a World Series. And part of that is, what wins this time of year? It's the thing that Jose Ramirez is trying to do. It's the guys that can provide. The Yankees last night, that game changes because they have three guys that at any time can mash one over the wall. Power wins you this time of year on top of good pitching. Now, I don't blame them so much for the pitching thing because they thought they would have Tristan McKenzie. They thought they'd have Shane Bieber. You can't account for the injury thing. But like, in terms of going to add bats that help you, because like, the blueprint is out there. You know that that's what wins this time of year. And they've tried to win the way that they're trying to win this year, which is like manufacture runs before and come up short. That's my only thing. The year they came closest was the year they had power. Am I right?
But what you're saying, but this is where I think people get it wrong. The problem is not you don't go out and trade for Judge or Soto or like, yeah, that'd be great. No, the problem is you're not developing hitters, and you're seeing it now. Like if Will Brennan, Manzardo, Angel Martinez, previously guys like Will Brenson, Nolan Jones, if any of those guys had stepped up and been a bigger cog in this machine, you've taken swings in player development. You're never. I know it sucks. I miss the hot stove days of Randy Johnson maybe getting traded here and Pedro maybe getting traded here. I miss that. Kenny Lofton being turned into Marquise Grissom and David Justice. I miss it. It ain't coming back right now. It's not coming back. Your best way is to develop hitters, and they have done that poorly. That's such a bigger indictment on the way this thing is built than, well, the Dolans don't spend any money. Because you know who doesn't have a problem with this? The Rays, who just traded a couple good hitters at the deadline and replaced them with better young prospects, one of whom you traded away. Junior Caminero.
I was laughing, by the way, because as we're having this conversation about not having enough power in the lineup, they're playing a replay of the Phillies-Mets game last night, and it was literally when Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam.
216.
Just the irony of that.
474-0092. If the Guardians lose this series, does it change how you feel about Vogt as a manager? Don in Cleveland, stick there. That and a record-setting night on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.